This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, in terms of my role in this whole process, I think it is important for me to recharge. I think it's important for me to reflect. It's important for me to get back in my wife's good graces and take a decent vacation and spend some time with her. And I'll do some writing and speaking. But what I have said is that I'll be paying attention. I'll be a citizen of this country that I love deeply. And I don't anticipate that I suddenly just vanish. But I think it's important to give the incoming administration the space and to give the public clarity about what it is that they're trying to do so that that plays itself out a little bit. There may be occasions where, even in the first year, if I think core values of ours are being threatened, I mean, I've said this, if I thought a Muslim registry was being set up that violates the Constitution and violates who we are and would make us less safe because it'd make it easier for groups like ISIL to recruit and radicalize homegrown terrorists, I might have to say something about that. If I saw Dream Act kids, young people who were brought here as children, who are, for all intents and purposes, Americans, suddenly being rounded up, contrary to who we are as a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants, I might have to say something about that. So, but it's not my intention to be, I think I've said this before, the old guy at the bar, you know, he's just kind of hanging on. I need to take some time.
There's several things he says there to talk about, you know, to have a good vacation. Well, we've spent millions of dollars on his vacations. Have you seen the numbers? I mean, they're astronomical. What we the people have paid for vacations for he and his family over the last 8 years. And he says, well, I'm, you know, ready to take a decent vacation. Okay. I guess what you have taken previously isn't, it hasn't been decent, you know, considering all the money that has gone in and the places that you
vacation
to.
Those weren't good vacations.
I guess
those were
not.
Those are just vacations.
Those are obligatory stops or whatever, you know. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It's interesting. And then he says that, you know, he's going to, maintain some vigilance. Well, of course, he's trying to do everything he can to protect his legacy. He couldn't do it with the... with what happened in the election process, Hillary Clinton in place, yeah, that was going to continue and protect his legacy. It's like, look, you've had 8 years of promoting your progressive principles, and the results of that promotion is America is $20 trillion and counting in debt. We're less than in the eyes of our adversaries around the world, our allies, as Marco Rubio says, no longer trust us, which I think is very powerful. And there is rebuilding that needs to take place. And this comes from a president, ironically, who said that he was willing to meet with anybody without any precondition. And he's up in arms because, Donald Trump wants to talk with Vladimir Putin, or he's talking to the president of Taiwan. It's like, oh, you know, wait a minute. What happened to your standard? All of a sudden, that's out the door. And Donald Trump, in getting the lay of the land and understanding, look at, he's the, the new guy in town. What is going to characterize his administration? They have been super critical of every move that he has made. And, they're making a list and checking it twice, as they say. And, But we're going to have a president who's going to meddle, and you can get ready for that. And I think that Donald Trump needs to be prepared for that.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you so much for joining us in the good fight to do everything we can to get this country back on track, understanding that it is an us kind of thing, not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's going to require that all of us do some heavy lifting because of where we find ourselves right now, $20 trillion in debt and counting, and a potential of pent-up productivity and a GDP on the horizon that could be rather exciting and encouraging, not only for us here in the homeland, but also for our partners and others around the world. You know, it was 16 years ago this day that Al Gore conceded the presidential election. It's hard to think about that 16 years ago. But he hasn't gone too far away. In fact, recently he was seen coming out. I'm talking about Al Gore, seen coming out of Trump Tower. So what was your, what did you think about that? Al Gore visiting with the president-elect, and afterwards Al Gore said, hey, they had a congenial meeting, they had good conversation, and I'm sure he maintained his posture and position as to what was going on, and he wanted to make sure that he got his 2 cents there, I think, talking with Donald Trump. Well, Tom Harris is with us right now, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition, and I'm sure, Tom, you have a read on Al Gore coming out and, talking about that meeting with Donald Trump, the president-elect.
Yes, indeed, Bill. And Trump is actually doing something quite brilliant. He's bringing in people from all sides of the political spectrum on a number of issues, and they're all saying the same thing when they come out, just like Al Gore. He said it was a very constructive session. You know, we made good progress looking for areas of common ground, and that's exactly what Trump should be doing. I mean, he's basically engaged in self-education, learning as much as he can about the issue from all points of view. And, you know, I wish all presidents would do that before coming in. So I think this is an excellent start and a very good indication that he will be the president for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, Donald Trump has, up to this point, has maintained that the climate science has been questionable. Do you see him moving off of that?
Well, I wondered at first, because meeting with Al Gore, you know, it's not the first person you'd normally expect to see on Trump's list for meeting for planning for the new administration. But, you know, 2 days later, he chose Scott Pruitt to be the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. And if you look at his list of appointments that have already happened and some that are coming up, you can see that I don't think he's going to actually stray from what we call climate realism, you know, which is the idea that climate always changes and that our impact is probably very small, although we don't actually know. If you actually look at it, he chooses people to lead the transition team for different departments. For example, he chose Myron Ebel to head up the Environmental Protection Agency transition team. Now, Myron Ebel was one of the climate criminals targeted by activists and wanted posters in Paris back in December of last year.
Exactly.
So he's no stranger to controversy, and he's been standing up very strongly for solid science and affordable and reliable energy. And you look at other transition team leaders, Doug Domenech, who is former Virginia Secretary of Resources. He's leading the Interior Department transition team. A previous chief of staff to Lamar Smith, the Republican congressman, Chris Shanks, he's leading up the NASA team, and he's the one that said, you know, the hottest year in history is not backed up by the science. And the last one I'll just list here is Thomas Pyle, who's leading the Department of Energy transition team. And he said that human influence on climate has yet to be determined. And this is being reflected also in the choices for cabinet level appointments too. Exactly. For example, Scott Pruitt, and today the head of Exxon being made Secretary of State.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to ask you about particularly was with Tillerson's appointment, you know, the CEO of Exxon, you know, that that's in and of itself sends a message out, you know, to the world that we're going to be open to deal with this outside of the, I guess the political aspect of climate change, human involvement with it, cause and effect relationship. As you say, to this day, there, at least for many of us, we haven't come to a conclusion on that. There are some that are absolutely sold out. They just feel like this is it. We have, you know, man-made climate influence, and we're destroying the planet, and we need to do something about this right away. I mean, to me, I don't know how you give Al Gore much credence when he predicted that we're supposed to be underwater by right now. And last time I checked, he walked into Trump Tower. I didn't see him walking on water getting up to Mr. Trump's, you know, penthouse office. Did you?
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we were supposed to have no ice in the summer in the Arctic, and yet this year there was 1 million square kilometers more ice than 2012. So his forecast is certainly not coming true. But, you know, I think the statement by Scott Pruitt that he wrote in May, actually, in the National Review, you know, it's funny, a lot of people they're just really upset that Scott Pruitt is being, you know, he's the Oklahoma Attorney General. Mm-hmm. He's actually suing the EPA along with other attorney generals to try to stop the Clean Power Plan. So people are calling him a climate denier and stuff. But here's what he actually said in the National Review. And to me, this point of view is very progressive, okay? It's not you know, dictatorial or anything. He says scientists continue to disagree about the degree and extent of global warming and its connection to the actions of mankind. That debate should be encouraged in classrooms, public forums, and the halls of Congress. It should not be silenced with the threat of prosecution. Dissent is not a crime.
Yes.
Now, you know, 50 years ago, people would call that a progressive view. I mean, encouraging debate on difficult topics. And yet nowadays, the issue is being turned upside down, where the left are saying, you cannot debate this. It's gospel.
It's fact. Yes, right.
Yeah, and so it's strange, you know. I mean, the right wing on this issue are actually the progressives.
Go figure, man. Well, that's how extreme the progressives have become, is they're not even faithful to their own cause anymore, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when Albert Einstein released his theory of relativity in Germany, it was the conservatives who opposed it, okay? The liberals supported this idea that, oh, we should be open-minded and think about alternatives. But things are all upside down now. I mean, the left just yell and scream and try and shut you up, and in some cases even have threats of prosecution. I mean, this sounds like the Inquisition.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, where's the left progressiveness? I don't see it here.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's gone overboard. they've fallen. They found the end of the world. The Earth is flat. It's no longer round. I mean, they fell off the cliff here, and ignoring particularly scientific principles to come up with this conclusion. But what's more disturbing, and what you're touching on here, Tom, and you and I have discussed this before, whenever there is a coercion, when there is you know, such force, outside force, and you've got criminal issues coming into play, the United Nations stepping in, what the government can't do, what progressives here in the United States have not been able to accomplish, then we're going to use an outside body to threaten people and, you know, indict them because they're not going along with the message du jour.
Exactly. I think that we've actually got a circumstance where the American public are basically telling them where to go. And I think that's very healthy. I think it's very progressive.
Well, it is a time, you know, when science maybe needs to rediscover itself once more, Tom. And that is be the ones that are leading the charge to ask questions. Why not? Right? Tom Harris is with us. We got more from Tom on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, type, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Bill Martinez live.
I have further exhibits, Your Honor, but I hesitate to produce them.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be very happy to see them.
Yes, yes, yes. Produce them, Mr. Gainey. Put them here on my desk.
But, Your Honor...
Put them here on the desk.
Yes, sir.
To be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Sign this for me.
You're the boy now. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Tom Harris is with us. Our conversation continues. Tom is the executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, Trump's picks here, as we talked about earlier, the EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, it requires Senate confirmation. There is a clear pushback on what the lefts and progressives have been doing environmentally and with climate science. You can expect some contention here with some of these picks, can't you?
The trouble is, you see, the left have overplayed their hand. I mean, they exaggerated to such a great extent that we're probably going to see a reaction to the other side, okay, where, in fact, they may go too far in the other direction. One of the nominees for Energy Secretary is Kevin Cramer, a Republican from North Dakota, a congressman, and he actually said, we know the global climate is cooling, okay? Now, of course, we don't really know that. I mean, the Russians say that we're headed for global cooling if the sun does what is expected and we go into a global cooling phase because the sun's weak. But I think that what happens in cases like this is when one side goes way overboard, I think that you get a knee-jerk reaction, perhaps too far to the other side. So it's going to be interesting to see if Trump can kind of moderate people like Kevin Cramer to basically come out with a more moderate position, because we don't know the future of climate change, warming or cooling, but we do know that we should reduce pollution and save energy and do those sort of good things. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think there is some fear he might go too far.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and this is the problem you have when you're very aggressive with policy, which has been the case for the last 8 years. Now you've got a voice for the opposing side taking off some of the shackles. You know, I think it's still going to be a process, particularly in academia, because anybody that didn't go along with the this climate science, this pervasive climate science, you know, have been marginalized. Some have lost their positions in education, sadly. I mean, brilliant people that have been, you know, compromised because of, if you want to say it, it's almost a religious movement within, the whole climate science, profession.
That's right. And society loses a great deal because of this. We have an expert here, for example, locally in Ottawa, who's one of the world's leading experts in carbon dioxide and climate. And he will not speak out on the issue, his own topic, because he's so afraid of the repercussions, the aggression. And in a couple of cases, we've even had scientists in our group who've gotten death threats. You know, so, I mean, if you're going to make it so so oppressive that you cannot have the world's leading experts speaking out unless they agree with political correctness, that's not good for society. I mean, we want to have them all speak out, whether we agree with them or not, because, you know, these are people who have spent their lives studying the field. And yet I look at the BarackObama.com webpage right now, for example, and he has up on his webpage a big headline. It says, Kathy McMorris Rogers, who's probably going to be the Interior Secretary, is a climate change denier. Okay, and this is coming from the president's webpage.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, this kind of oppression and name calling, starting at the very top, is very, very unhealthy. And I think it's actually not surprising if some of the appointees to cabinet positions go to the other extreme.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the challenge I've had for the last couple of decades, has been this culture of invalidation. I mean, we can no longer debate the merits of the topic, but if I can, you know, fast track it and invalidate your voice, then, somehow, the left wins, in this case, progressives are winning, conservatives are losing in the process. But, you know when you're being worked, because when you have the right answer, Tom, you have this sense of relief that, okay, now we're making, you know, good progress, positive progress here on and coming with a solution to this situation. Because, you know, I look back over, you know, my lifetime and I see how responsible, by and large, America has become. It's not like we've invalidated any environmentalist, they, even as extreme as they've gotten at times. I think we've taken it in stride. We've made some movements, with our automobiles, recycling, things that we've changed our lifestyle on overall. And I think America needs to be given credit for that.
Oh, yes, exactly. And I think also America should go more back to its roots. If you think about it, Benjamin Franklin, who's an honored father of the Constitution and the United States. He hated the partisan politics. And in fact, he would bring Democrats and Republicans to his own, you know, they'd sit under the mulberry tree. There's a big picture in the House, in the Congress, where he's trying to get a compromise for the benefit of the nation. Okay, and I think he would be horrified to see how partisan the United States has become. So, I mean, we really need this kind of approach where, okay, guys, we're going to have to give a little, we're going to have to take a little, and we're going to come up with what's good for the country. And I think the fact that Trump is meeting, at least, with people on both sides of the debate, I think that's a step forward. I think that's very encouraging. Let's just hope, you know, after being suppressed and stepped on for so many years, that they don't go too far the other way.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you've warned us several times to that point, and that's the you know, that's the natural human inclination, is to let that fulcrum swing back 180 degrees in the other direction. Then you've done damage, and then it gives the opposite viewpoint place and standing to be able to say, you see what happens when we let you take over? Then, you know, all these regulations are done away with, and we've got oil spewing out of the ground aimlessly, and we've created one natural disaster after another. Thank you very much, Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, but you know what would be educational is for people who haven't read 1984 to go back and read it, because the climate debate is right out of the pages of 1984. I mean, you know, it's like war is peace. They call carbon dioxide, which is plant food, they call it carbon pollution.
Yeah.
Okay, Obama calls it that. It's even in the Clean Power Plan, the official wording in the legislation. They don't call it carbon dioxide. They call it carbon pollution. And they say silly things like climate change is real, you know. I mean, of course it is, but it's very much like out of 1984, where they vilify their opponents. You remember the 1 minute of hate they had in 1984,
yes,
where they'd yell and scream at anyone who disagreed. And of course, Big Brother is watching. It's always around the corner. You'd better watch what you say. So, I mean, that book was really forecasting what happened in several areas.
Now, that's a good point. I need to revisit that. I've revisited chapters and points from time to time, because that's the inclination. You know, it comes up in our conversation and saying, wait a minute, this is 2016. We are living in 1984. Even then, you know, when we first saw the book, you know, we thought, whoa, what a forecast here. And it's been a slow creep. And now here we are on the other side of 1984. And we're going, my goodness, it's here. It's been here.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
been living this,
well,
right?
Well, that's right. The Oceania country, you know, that was the one that Winston Smith was in, who's the main character. I mean, they used a language which was called Newspeak. Okay? They basically chose words to direct the thinking of the population. And it's not just in climate change that we do this. I mean, think about it. They call it employment equity. Well, employment equity is actually employment inequity, because they're giving more opportunity to minority groups. Now, you can argue whether that's appropriate or not, but the bottom line is it's not employment equity.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, carbon dioxide is not carbon pollution. So we really have newspeak in many fields, and climate change is certainly one of them.
Yeah, newspeak has become fake news now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, they use the language like calling people climate change deniers, making, you know, implications of the Holocaust, that somehow you're evil if you deny or even debate the causes of climate change. You know, Bill, when I talk to scientists behind closed doors from all across the political spectrum, and I ask them, is it going to be hotter or colder in 20 years? They say, invariably, they say, ask me in 20 years. I mean, they have no clue.
Right.
So this science is completely immature and evolving very quickly, but we just have no idea what's going to happen. So what we need to do is help society adapt, harden itself to climate change. And a good example is when Hurricane Sandy hit New York City. There were parts of Manhattan that did not lose electricity, did not lose internet, did not lose telephone, because their cables were buried underground.
Exactly.
And that's the kind of thing we should do.
Without a doubt. Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Good stuff, Tom. Thank you so much for your insight, as always. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. In January, the iconic Rose Parade will take its 128th procession down the streets of Pasadena. The Ragu brand will be celebrating the kickoff of its 80th anniversary in 2017 with a float in the parade entitled Simmered in Tradition, paying tribute to the brand's founders, farmers, sauce makers, and consumers who have made Ragu America's favorite pasta sauce. Aboard the one-of-a-kind float, spectators will find the Muller family. Their farm in Woodland, California has been cultivating the California-grown, vine-ripened tomatoes in Ragu for three generations.
We're honored to be part of the Ragu float in this year's parade, celebrating our family's contribution to these iconic pasta sauces. We're a family farm, so it's rewarding to be a part of something that brings families together over a delicious shared meal. We hope pasta lovers across America will be watching when we celebrate the Ragu brand's 80th anniversary at the Rose Parade on January 2nd.
Visit Ragu's Facebook page to learn more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Angels, we have heard.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking about the holiday shopping season, which is always fun. But the question is your device secure? And before you make your next online purchase, you might want to learn how to safeguard your personal data with tips you haven't heard before. And our next guest has some for us. You know, each holiday season, more and more Americans are staying away from the crowded malls and shopping centers to do the bulk of their gift buying online. Now, this year, before you sit down at your computer or your smartphone or tablet for that matter to make a dent in your holiday shopping list, make sure you're taking the precautions you need to ensure your personal information is secure. Most of us know to use uncommon, difficult to guess passwords and monitor our credit card statements for fraudulent charges. But what about the lesser known do's and don'ts? Well, this is why we have Dave DeFore with us. Dave is the Senior Director of Security Webroot, a computer security expert. Dave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. What are the biggest mistakes consumers make when making purchases online, Dave?
One of the biggest mistakes we see is people going to websites that aren't the actual website they intend to go to. For example, maybe somebody has set up a site that looks like Amazon, and they somehow get to it, whether it be clicking on a link they received in an email, and they believe they're shopping on the actual legitimate Amazon site, and they might enter their credit card information, but somebody's sitting there trying to capture that information to use it later on. So you really need to pay attention where you are and be responsible about knowing where you've navigated to in your browser.
And Dave, you know, to your point, I'm always checking the URL to make sure it matches up appropriately. I know even in news, you know, the big axiom today is all about fake news and that sort of thing. And it's easy at times, you know, as we're looking through, you know, for news reports and that sort of thing, sometimes we'll be led to believe it's from a credible source, and then you check the URL and you go, well, it kind of looks like it, but it not really isn't. And so, you know, the best thing for us is in reporting on the news and talking about it to make sure we have credible information is that when in doubt, we just stay away from it.
That that is absolutely correct. Again, clicking on links, that's a bad way to go. It's best to type in the name of a URL or potentially use a common search engine like Google or Bing to do a search for a site and trust that they're going to give you a secure, accurate URL to get you to where you want to be.
Dave, what have you found are the most common ways devices get hacked during the holiday shopping season?
So that's very interesting, and it's not just during the holidays, but it's very prevalent, with everyone out shopping. One of the biggest ways that the bad guys are getting on devices, mobile devices and laptops, is by using public Wi-Fi at the coffee shop or potentially at a shopping mall or something like that, because those hotspots are very susceptible to attacks, and then someone can be basically listening in onto your communications and grabbing your credit card information or your account information. So it's a very much recommended that you don't use those for maybe checking your bank account or actually ordering online. It's okay to browse, maybe stores or look things up, but don't enter your credentials on those public Wi-Fi.
No, I use, whenever I'm in a public area, I'll use like a personal hotspot. And today cell phones have, personal hotspots built into them as well. How do you, how has that been in terms of security? Has that been working fairly well for people?
You have absolutely hit the nail on the head. That is the best way to keep yourself secure when you're out and about, is to either turn your phone into a personal hotspot and connect a computer or tablet to that, or just use your phone to browse. But make sure the Wi-Fi is off. You want to make sure you're not connected to the local Wi-Fi. You want to be using that wireless network, because those wireless carriers do have a lot of security measures in place that will help protect you.
Well, Dave, we teased this segment by saying you were going to give us some tips that we hadn't heard before. Let's roll them out, will you?
Sure. So one of the big ones we've talked about already is ensure you're on a website that you mean to be on, not by clicking on a link. Navigate to it. Make sure you're typing in the URL and verifying it. A little lesser known thing with your mobile devices and even your laptops would be to potentially turn off the Bluetooth if you're not using it. It's quite possible to introduce malware or to listen into a device through Bluetooth connection. So you need to really, one, it'll save your battery life, and two, if you're not using some type of, remote radio connection on that device, go ahead and turn it off. And Bluetooth is a good example of that.
Good idea. Great. Excellent. So beyond securing personal info, how should we best back up and store data that's important to us?
So there's the, great services now out there, like the Apple iCloud, the Microsoft OneDrive, and Dropbox, that allow you to do cloud storage of all your data. And that's a really great way to ensure your data is backed up. You can get to it on multiple devices. One of the drawbacks of some of these services, though, is if you get what's called ransomware, where a bad actor actually encrypts your files and makes it so you need to get a key to be able to get to that data, and you typically have to pay that bad guy to get the key, that can proliferate across the cloud backup service that you may be using. So the best way to back up your data is that tried and true, potentially use a CD or a DVD if it's something you absolutely cannot live without, and back it up to a hard media and put it in a drawer somewhere.
Exactly. Well, we know 'tis the season for a lot of good stuff, but unfortunately some bad stuff comes along with it. The ease of being hacked, and especially when you're in a hurry, you can leave yourself very vulnerable. And sometimes you're just not thinking. I mean, these guys know what to do. I mean, this is why they call it phishing. They throw bait out there, and and sometimes is just chum bait to kind of set the waters up, and boom, before you know it, you're clicking, and you have been susceptible to what Dave refers to as clickbait, right?
That is absolutely correct. And if something like that happens, where you did enter your credentials somewhere, and you want to then pay attention to your credit card statements, as we said at the beginning, but you immediately want to go into, if you've been phished and you entered, like, for your bank, you're like, oh my gosh, I just entered my bank credentials. Immediately, any account that used the same username and password, you want to go change the password on those accounts.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, what about, going back to what we talked about, being URL savvy, what does it mean when you look at the URL and it has a closed padlock icon? Why is that important?
So that closed padlock icon is ensuring that the communication from your device all the way to the server at that website. So again, we're picking on Amazon here. At Amazon server, it's the communication is secure the entire way. No one has the ability to see what you're sending. They don't know what information is being sent. So what that means is you can trust that as long as you've gotten to the correct website, that transaction is completely secure and reliable.
And you also recommend that when you do purchases online, which more people are becoming very comfortable, obviously, by the kind of business that's being done online these days, but you're saying use a credit card. Do not use a bank card, your ATM card, right?
Yes, this is almost nothing to do with cybersecurity, but a lot of people don't realize the protections that you have in using a credit card are not the same as those with a debit card. And so if you can use a credit card online, you're going to really save yourself a lot of trouble if someone gets that card, because the money's not, one, coming directly out of your checking account, and two, there's a lot of consumer protections in place around a credit card that give you a lot more rights than your typical debit card. So credit cards are the way to go when making online purchases.
Well, Dave, one final question here. This is relevant to, again, the phishing aspect and contests. You get these people that offer this incredible amount of money. If you only will click on this this button, and you will be entered in a multi-million-dollar contest opportunity.
Yeah, the multi-million-dollar contest is one where they're probably going to make multi-million dollars off of people because they've hacked those computers and are going to use them. So you definitely don't want to click contest. This is back to, like, clickbait. You really don't want to be enticed. The whole point is to entice you. Do everything you can to stay away. You just have to be smart and vigilant when you're online.
Well, Dave DeFore has been our guest, Senior Director of Security, WebRoot, Computer Security Expert. David, where can they go for more information?
Well, so you can go to webroot.com/state. And what we've done is we've broken down a lot of threats based on states and cities. So, you know, the region of the country you're in and the city you're in. If you're interested in what kind of threats we're seeing in those areas, you should check out, like I said, webroot.com/state.
Well, good stuff. Dave DeFore, thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Jive Software. Technology has come a long way in 30 years. When Marty McFly stepped out of his time machine in Back to the Future 2, things like video conferencing, hoverboards, and personal drones were viewed as futuristic fantasies. John Schneider of Jive Software explains.
Artificial intelligence in the workplace isn't science fiction anymore. It's a reality, and we foresee some big AI trends in 2017. Machine learning will only get better at combing through the projected 44 zettabytes of data in the digital universe in order to make relevant recommendations. Predictive analytics will also play a vital role in decision-making, allowing executives more time to focus on strategy and innovation.
John says there are additional trends to watch for. The Internet of Things is going mainstream, with real-time data seamlessly integrating into collaboration hubs. Work graphs are set to become increasingly intuitive, enabling information and insights to be more visible. Finally, voice-first and virtual reality will infiltrate the enterprise workplace, making it more interactive and productive. For more, visit jivesoftware.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I said we can only hope that lyric is true, that our troubles would be out of sight, right, Robert? Bob Walaszewski is with us, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's Plugged-In Department. Bob, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, it's Great Tuesday. Usually, you and I kind of wrap up the movies over the weekend on a Monday.
But. Yeah, well, you know, I was in New York. I just made it back to Florida last night, and so it's good to be home. I'm like Dorothy, no place like home. I don't have a Toto here, but you know, it's. I think some people have suggested the Yellow Brick Road is just outside the zip code here, so I don't know. I have to check it out one of these times.
Well,
but you know,
actually, good for me too that we moved it, because yesterday morning I went to see the new Star Wars.
Oh, you
so,
did? Oh my goodness, I want to see it. What did you think?
Well, we liked it, and we're going to give it a 3.5 out of 5. We'll talk about it a lot more next week. But just the quick down and dirty on it is that it was very satisfying. I think fanboys of the Star Wars series are going to be very happy how they integrated this film into really film number 4 or film number 1, however you count it, the 1977 first release,
right.
Because this film takes place just right before that.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
And it's kind of seamless how now it some of
kind of
that
amazing.
Film
I
makes
mean, how
more sense?
How does Lucas count? I mean, it's like 1, 2, 3, 5. I mean, everything's upside down. I mean, let's start 4.
Well, it is.
In 1. Yeah.
Because then they went and did the prequel, and then people started counting them different. But
right.
When I say film number 1, I'm still talking about the very first one ever made.
Yeah, I'm with you, which I thought was just wonderful. And then when they did all the prequel stuff, it was like, it wasn't quite as good, in my humble opinion. About this
Famous,
one. Are,
you know.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I'm going. God, I hope this one. So I'm glad to hear you say that this is satisfying, because when they kind of did things in reversed order there, that the next edition was less than.
Yeah. No. It'll do incredibly well. There's no.
Yeah, they're talking Mega Millions here. I mean, a box office buffo right out the gate here, huh?
Yeah, kind of what the Bill Martinez show takes in every week. So it'll be in those kind of numbers. So
exactly. Well, speaking of numbers, Moana keeps counting numbers, huh?
Yeah, another 18 million, number one film again, 3 weeks in a row, and it's up to a total of 144 million. And for our listeners who haven't caught Bob Olszewski's take on that one, is a film that we gave a 4. You know, we talked about the fact that it had kind of this. I call it a Greek mythology vibe going, but it's not Greek. It's a Polynesian. But for families who can, say, look, okay, so they're going to talk about gods and goddesses, and we'll just put that aside, because there's going to be a lot of heroics, and there's going to be a teen girl who's going to go out to save the day, and it's cute. It was some good songs as well along the way. Moana deserves its number one.
Been a good year for Disney, no doubt. I mean, boy, coming out of their stables.
And then with Star Wars at the end.
Yes.
It's another Disney film. You know, when Disney bought from George Lucas the rights to Star Wars and paid, I believe it was about $4 billion, I remember thinking, oh man, that's just so much money. Is it really worth that? Now I think it's the bargain of the century. I keep thinking, you know, somebody once told me that just a toy licensing since 1977 is something like $100 billion in just all the years of just selling Star Wars toys. And that's just going to continue to go. You know,
exactly.
Every film that comes out, there's new toys and new licensing deals from Burger King to McDonald's. I don't know who's licensed this year, but somebody's got, you know, definitely got a good licensing deal going with them, I know.
Without a doubt. Well, number two, Office Christmas Party.
Yeah, you know, it's always sad when something like Bad Santa 2, which is number 13, and Office Christmas Party, when during this time of Jesus's birth, Hollywood thinks they need to come up with a very raunchy, just sleazy, awful, hard R rated film for the Christmas season, and we actually have two of them in the top 13, which is, you know, I don't know why I'm chuckling. It's pretty sad to me. Fortunately, when you compare them to what other films have made, you know, they're both at the $16 million mark, which hopefully that now they're heading out of, and, you know, people will just give up on it.
Well, you know, so, Bob, I'm like you, I kind of stopped apologizing. Because it is sad, and you think about the impact it has on the culture at a special time of year. I mean, it's this whole deal. We were talking about this earlier, you know, with it being Christmas, and I still feel sorry for these young kids who grew up with hearing Merry Christmas, and all of a sudden they find themselves working in certain retail places that I'm sure they've been told, do not say Merry Christmas to people.
You
got to say Happy Holiday, and you can tell it's kind of like they're not comfortable with it. And, you know, and you and I have had this discussion before. You know, it's Merry Christmas, and, you know, it's my blessing to you for the season. If you want to say Happy Kwanzaa to me in return, that's fine. You know, we're not into a food fight here, like a bunch of those crazy Santas that were in Manhattan over the weekend where they were fighting and punching it out. I don't know if you saw that. Talk about that.
I saw the title on a Drudge Report as I was just kind of buzzing through Drudge over the weekend.
Wacky Santas, boy, I'll tell you. I mean, you know, only in Manhattan you get all you get people in outfits, and somehow they think it's an extension of Halloween or something, and you can act like a knucklehead just because you're in a Santa's outfit. But it was insane. But, you know, that aside, though, is that really the specialness of the season, of what it represents, and the true gift that our Father in heaven has given to his creation, it's there for the opening. It is there. But
absolutely. You know, it's the greatest gift of all. And the wise men came bearing gifts, and we give gifts. Maybe it's one of the reasons why culturally the holiday is taken off. There's a little bit of selfishness, and I put that in quotes. Yeah. In other words, you know, the gift giving, it comes back to me. I give them to my kids, but it's kept it alive and well. And culturally, we pause long enough to say there's something special. And I have to believe every year there are people who make a decision for Christ.
Yes.
Because they finally realize what the real meaning of the season is. So I'm glad we consider it special. I wish we actually, as culturally, made Easter as special as Christmas, which we don't.
Right.
It's special, but it's nowhere near the specialness of Christmas. And it should be, because there's the resurrection. Anyway, back to
movies. It's only from a standpoint, just to finish this out, though, Mom,
okay.
It's only waiting for an awakening and awareness of how significant this is. As Charles Finney says, a revival happens when it's most needed. And, you know, and you keep thinking, you know, here's our country, here's our world. Boy, I don't know how much more needed it is, although to talk to Franklin Graham, I mean, there are revivals, you know, hot pockets of revival happening across this country that are going without report. That people are lining up by the thousands, you know, looking to God for the answer. And I think that this Christmas will be very special for those that are looking up.
Well, and I hear such great things about what's happening revival-wise in China.
Mm-hmm.
And revival-wise, in Africa. Two nations that for at least a decade have had incredible things happening. I mean, we consider it great if, you know, maybe a church in the United States of America Yeah, mega church. Many of us do. Some people are not mega church fans, but I am. I love it when I hear a church runs 10,000 members or whatever. You know, 10,000 members in Seoul, Korea is a yawn. I mean, it's like,
yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, we got six of those in within a mile radius.
Right.
In Africa, to have a crusade can mean as many as a million people. Million. Mm.
Yes.
I've seen pictures, you know, some drone pictures of crowds in Africa. It's like you just can't believe. And it's because, you know, some speaker that's well known, it shows up and the people come from everywhere. And I love that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, and you give place to the Holy Spirit who hovers over the chaos. And, you know, hearts are changed. And as you mentioned, we're hearing extensively revival taking place in even Muslim countries in record numbers, and what these people have to forego in abandoning their culture, their families, in order to accept the King of Kings. It is most amazing. And by comparison to what, you know, kind of minor persecution we may have for our faith here in the country, it pales in significance.
And speaking of Muslim countries and persecution, we need to keep our Coptic brothers and sisters in Egypt in our prayers. With 25 deaths and 49 injuries over the weekend, you know, they've got it really rough there. They've got it really rough.
Well, we daily send out a pledge again to pray Psalm 91 for the Assyrian Christians as well. And that goes out daily, and we've had hundreds of thousands respond to that, and we pray, you know, Psalm 91, and it's not, and that should be spread out not only to the Assyrian Christians, what's happening, but also, as you say, to our Coptic brothers as well that have been persecuted. Getting back to movies here, that's what we're talking about.
Two more that I'd like to highlight real quickly here in our couple minutes left, and it's because we're going to be quickly having the nominations for Best Picture. And this is the time of the year where I personally like to try to make sure that I've seen them all, because the beginning of next year, you, Bill, and others will start asking me, you know, of the films nominated for Best Picture, let's talk about them. And so I'm kind of already in that mindset. And last week, La La Land, last Friday, came out, and it made a million, almost, not quite. And people would go, well, that's not very much. Well, catch this. It only was in five theaters across the entire United States of America.
Right.
So it is, it's one of those Oscar buzz films. I'm sure it's going to be nominated. And I liked it. We gave it a 3 out of 5. Knocked it down a couple points because the Ryan Gosling's character and Emma Stone in the film, who fall in love, actually end up living together, but it's never explicit. And I'm happy that at least we didn't have to, you know, endure some kind of explicit bedroom scene.
Right.
And there was a smattering of language, but it was a hearkening back to an old Hollywood style movie with song and dance, and it's pretty deserving. So.
Yes.
But Manchester by the Sea, which came in at number 8, 366 theaters, also has that buzz. Not a big fan. I can probably unpack. I don't know how much time. Do we about out of time?
Well, we got seconds. We're out of time. Focus on the families. Bob Walaszewski, thank you.
Subject to lender approval, see website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon.